Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 16, verses 24 through 28. So I'll read verses 24, and when we get 24 through 27, when we get to 28, then we will chant the verse. Swadeham jamak dagnis tu lavtva sangyana lakshanam vishinam mandale sobhu Saptava Rama Pujita, thus Jamadagni, being worshipped by Lord Parshuram, was brought back to life with full remembrance, and he became one of the seven sages and the group of seven stars. Purport. The seven stars revolving around the pole star at the zenith are called Saptarshi Mandala. On these seven stars, which form the topmost part of our planetary system, reside seven sages, Kashyapa, Achi, Vasishta, Vishwamitra, Gautama, Jamadagni and Bhardwaj. These seven stars are seen every night, and they each make a complete orbit around the pole star within 24 hours. Along with these seven stars, all the other stars also orbit from east to west. The upper portion of the universe is called the north, the lower portion is called the south. Even in our ordinary dealings while studying a map, we regard the upper portion of the map as north. Text 27. Jamadagnya pibhagava rama kamala lochana aga minyantare rajan vati shativai vihat. My dear King Parikshit, in the next manvantara, the lotus eye personality of Godhead Lord Parshuram, son of Jamadagni, will be a propounder of Vedic knowledge. In other words, he will be one of the seven sages. 26. Aste japi mahendra do nyastadanda pishantadi. Upagiyamana charita sitagandharacharanai. Lord Parshuram still lives as an intelligent brahmana in the mountainous country known as Mahendra. Completely satisfied, having given up all the weapons of a kshatriya, he is always worshipped, adored, and offered prayers for his exalted character and activities by such celestial beings as the siddhas, charanas, and gandharvas. Text 27. Evam Bhrigusha Vishwatma Bhagavan Haririshara Avatiriya Paramparam Bhuvohan Bahusho Nipan. In this way, the Supreme Soul, Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord and the Supreme Controller, descended as an incarnation in the Bhrigu dynasty and released the universe from the burden of undesirable kings by killing them many times. So now we'll do verse 28. Godhead Abhun Mahate Chaha
Abhun Mahate Chaha
Samhita Iva Pavaka
Samhita Iva Pavaka
Tapasa Kshatram Utsrija
Tapasa Kshatram Utsrija
Yolebhe Brahma Varchasam
Yolebhe Brahma Varchasam.
Chant.
Gadera Abhun Mahate Ja
Gadera Abhun Mahate Ja
Samhita Iva Pavaka
Samhita Iva Pavaka
Tapasa Kshatram Utsrija
Tapasa Kshatram Utsrija
Yolebhe Brahma Varchasam
Yolebhe Brahma Varchasam Kadabu Mahateja
Samhita Ivapavaka
Samhita Ivapavaka
Tapasya Kshatram Utsrija
Tapasya Kshatram Utsrija
Yolebhe Brahma Varchasam
Yolebhe Brahma Varchasam. You want to chant? Ladies?
Gate
Abhun Mahateja
Samhita Iva Pavaka
Samhita Iva Pavaka
Tapasa Kshatram Utsrija
Tapasa Kshatram Utsrija
Yolebhe Brahma Varchasam
Yolebhe Brahma Varchasam Gate
Gate
from Maharaj Gahi.
From Maharaj Gahi.
Maharajkadi.
Abhut.
Abhut.
Was born.
Was born.
Mahatejaha.
Mahatejaha.
Very powerful.
Very powerful.
Samittaha.
Samittaha.
In flame.
In flame.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Pavaka.
Pavaka.
Fire.
Fire.
Tapasa.
Tapasa.
By austerities and penances.
By austerities and penances.
Kshatram.
Kshatram.
The position of a kshatriya.
The position of a kshatriya.
Utsricha.
Utsricha.
Giving up.
Giving up.
Ya.
Ya.
One who. Vishwamitra.
One who. Vishwamitra.
Lebe.
Lebe.
Achieve.
Achieve.
Brahmavarchasam.
Brahmavarchasam.
The quality of a brahmana.
Quality of a brahmana.
Translation. Vishwamitra, the son of Maharaj Gaudi, was as powerful as the flames of fire. From the position of a kshatriya, he achieved the position of a powerful brahmana by undergoing penances and austerities. Purport. Now, having narrated the history of Lord Parashuram, Shukadeva Goswami begins the history of Vishwamitra. From the history of Parashuram, we can understand that although Parashuram belonged to the Brahminical group, he circumstantially had to work as a kshatriya. Later, after finishing his work as a kshatriya, he again became a brahmana and returned to Mahendraparvat. Similarly, we can see that although Vishwamitra was born in a kshatriya family, by austerities and penances he achieved the position of a brahmana. These histories confirm the statements in Shastra that a brahmana may become a kshatriya, a kshatriya may become a brahmana or vaishya, and a vaishya may become a brahmana by achieving the required qualities. One's status does not depend upon birth. It's confirmed Srimad Bhagavatam 7.11.35 by Narada. Yasya lakshanam prottam pungso varna bivanjakam yaran yatra pijusheta tatena vahinirishet. If one shows the symptoms of being a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or shudra, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification. To know who is a brahmana and who is a kshatriya, one must consider a man's quality and work. If all the unqualified shudras become so-called brahmanas and kshatriya, social order will be impossible to maintain. Thus, there will be discrepancies. Human society will turn into a society of animals, and the situation all over the world will be hellish. Mukam karoti vachalam mangam langaite girim yakipantamam mande shigu kintayanam Om agyana timiratnasya agyanam jarashadatya chakshu miritam yena desavai shigu rave namaha. So here it's talking about the Varnashram Society. And the Varnashram Society is actually based on love. It's not based on force. And it's based on merit, according to the qualities you have, not according to your birth. According to Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse 13, it describes that the purpose of Varnashram is Sangsidhir Haditoshanam, to please the Supreme Lord. The purpose of Varnashram is not to please the upper castes or to diminish the lower castes. The purpose is love, is to love the Lord, that is the center of the Varnashram. So Prabhupada explains that there's four principles that we see. There's dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. For the vaishyas and the grihastas, artha, money, is the most important. What this means is that the grihastas must maintain the other three ashrams by giving charity. But all four ashrams have to engage in giving charity. So here it's talking about penance and austerity, how he got the higher caste by penance and austerity. But Srila Prabhupada, he elevated us by chanting Hare Krishna. One time he said if it were not for our chanting Hare Krishna, we could not achieve anything, because before we were like jugged out. A lot of us were jugged out hippies, and we couldn't even think straight. So the chanting of the holy name was our purification and our elevation. And that is our charity, that we give the holy name in charity. So charity is for purification of the heart. If charity is given to suitable persons, it leads one to advanced spiritual life. So what do the four orders give? The brahmanas give knowledge in charity. There's the Brahmana Grihastas is described in one purport in 7th canto, 14th chapter, verse 10. The Brahmana Grihastas should be satisfied with a life of Adhyayan, Adhyapan, Yajan, and Yajan, being learned scholars, teaching others to be scholars, learning how to worship the Lord, and also teaching others how to worship Lord Vishnu. And the Kshatriya Grihastas, they give land to the Vaishyas, that's their charity. And the Vaishya Grihastas give wealth and products to others. They have to maintain the other three ashrams. And the Shudras give their labor. So this is the Varnashram Society. Of course, nowadays we don't have this, and the Shudras are gaining the position of the Kshatriyas, the kings. They're being elected. Shudras are electing other Shudras. So there's a lot of Ugra Karma. There's so much Ugra Karma, and that's the cause of agitation nowadays in the human mind. Nobody has peace of mind. Factory is another word for hell. And as I described before, my godbrother Bajahari, he told Prabhupada that he used to work in a steel factory, and because of that work, he almost had a nervous breakdown. So Prabhupada said, yes, that's because in your previous life, all of you were Brahmins, and now we're back here all together again. So we can say that also about the disciples, that now all of you were Brahmins, and we're all back here together again. Prabhupada has sent you, just like he says, my spiritual master, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta, has sent us. So Prabhupada has sent all of you to help us carry on this movement. So Prabhupada wanted to dive of Varnashram Society. And it's a culture of respect, actually. It's a culture of love. Not that there is a dominance of one caste by another, but there's a culture of love. So the Varnashramas were interdependent. They helped each other, and they supported each other, just like the parts of our body help the whole body. The head helps to see, it gives the vision, the Brahmins give the vision, and the intelligence to direct the rest of society. The Kshatriyas are the arms, and they protect the body. And the Vaishyas are the stomach, and they feed the rest. Yeah, the Shudras are the legs, and they carry the rest, and they do service. So all of them are interdependent. Now, how is it based on love? We have information from the 4th canto, 21st chapter, verse 25. Prithu Maharaj, he was instructing his citizens, for the welfare of your king after his death, you should execute your duties properly in Varnashram, and always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your hearts. By doing so, you'll protect your own interests, and you'll bestow mercy upon your king for his welfare after death. It's very important why should the citizens do their Varnashram? Out of love for the king, that they loved him, and the king loved them, and it was like a relationship of father and children, father and sons. And so because he said, if you love me, then you will do your duties and be Krishna conscious at the same time. So if they're not Krishna conscious, then that is, Prabhupada says that the civilization will be doomed. They have to act in Krishna consciousness. And how is this exemplified? Bhagavad Gita. Yakaroshi arashasi ajahasi darasiya yatapashasi kuntiya tukurisamarapanam. Whatever, all that you do, all that you eat, it's 9:27. All that you offer and give away should be done for the satisfaction of the Lord. And so if all the people and the leaders are taught the techniques of spiritual life, then they will not be implicated in their karma. So we do charity to please Krishna. Prabhupada took this verse from Bhagavad Gita to exemplify Varnashram. So the citizens, they depend for protection and instruction on the king, and the king was dependent on the citizens. They were both dependent on, like, the king wasn't an absolute dictator saying, okay, do your Varnashram or else I'll punish you. So no, if you love me, do your Varnashram duties. If you love me. So it's based on love. Everything is based on love. And the goal is to develop our love for Krishna, to please Krishna. So that is the difference between the Daiva Varnashram and the Asarik Varnashram, is the connection to Krishna. Now we see in India the Asarik Varnashram prevalent. It's based on birth. And so because of that, because of the domination of the Brahmins, now in the villages, the people, they don't accept the Brahmins. And some of the villages, they overthrown them. They want to be in that position. So yes, they can be if they follow Krishna consciousness rules and regulations. They can, but not by violence, not by force. Now it's because the brahmanas are putting them down by force. Now they want to put down the brahmanas by force. So this is the problem. So the kshatriyas, they depend on the brahmanas for vision, just like Prithu. He's making blessings from the Brahmanas, the four Kumaras came, and they were giving him instructions. And so with the eyes we see, if someone attacks us and we're blind, how can we protect ourselves? So the eyes of the society are the Brahmins. And how will the legs go? How will they see where to go, you know, without vision? So the Brahmanas, they guide the society where to go, back to Godhead. And now without, you don't have the brahmanas leading, so you have the blind leading the blind, and they fall into a ditch. So the kshatriyas, they protect the citizens, and they give employment. Now the problem in USA is unemployment. Over 50 million people are on food stamps. They don't have enough money to eat, and they're living on the streets. It's unemployment, a very difficult problem. And Prabhupada was talking to my God, Brother Rameshwar Prabhu, and he was saying, it is because of unemployment that your American country will be brought down. It will be finished. And that's happening. It's happening, unemployment. Now, different big shops, like the big Walmart, and I saw JCPenney's, Macy's, they're all closing shops because people don't have money. There's the middle class is disappearing very rapidly. And so, therefore, they cannot survive. And so, Daiva Varnashram means... Now we have the Asuric Varnashram. And actually, there's three types of Varnashram. There's the Daiva Varnashram, which is based on worshipping Krishna, pleasing Krishna. And we have the Asuric Varnashram, which is based on birth, and the goal is to get a higher position in society. Then we have the natural Varnashram, which we see all over the world, and that is based on wealth, money. Who has money? He is the top person in the society, and it doesn't matter what is your character. And so the Brahmanas, they had character, and they could lead with character. But now the people, just if you have money, just like when Prabhupada went to John Lennon's house and he was staying there, he went into their living room, and what did he see on the wall? A picture of John Lennon and his wife naked. He said, and these newspaper reporters are coming to get opinion from these people. And how can, you know, where's the culture? They have no culture. They will become trees in their next life. So without Krishna, the body is powerless. Krishna is life. So if the kshatriya in the Asuric Varna, if he just takes the taxes, neglecting the rest of the body, he and the others will suffer. So now they go on strike. We have so many strikes, especially in India. One time the doctors went on strike in UK, in London. And after 1 month, the death rate went down by 30%. So actually, Western medicine. And now it's the leading, as far, you know, they won't admit it, but the leading cause of death in America is Western medicine. It's very demoniac. These vaccines and Western medicine is the leading cause of death. But they won't put that in the statistics. They will put, you know, heart failure or something else. But that's the leading cause is their medicine, so it's very demoniac. And so the Daiva Varnashram, there is material and spiritual protection by the king to protect the heart where Krishna resides. So Prithu is requesting his citizens, you should always keep Krishna in your heart. and protect yourselves from fall down, lust, Hridroga. So we have an example of a Krishna conscious king, King Yudhisthira. He was king 5,000 years ago, and all the citizens cooperated. And well, here, I think I'll do another class maybe tomorrow or the next day, how even the rivers, the hills, the oceans, everybody cooperated with Maharaj Yudhisthira. So all the Varnas, they had a service to Krishna, and all the Varnas would appreciate each other. They would greet each other with respect. They saw each other as servants of Krishna. How to greet a Brahmana? He's addressed as Panditji, like we had our Pradyumna, who was a Sanskrit scholar for Prabhupada. And he was, Prabhupada called him Panditji. Then the Kshatriya is addressed as Thakur. And the merchant, the Vaishya, is addressed as Satji. And the laborer class is Chaudhari, means leader. So everybody was respected in the society. Why? Because the test of the success was one. That was Vishnu. Sakarmana tamabhi archa siddhim vindati manava. That's from Bhagavad Gita. If you worship the Lord, you perform your duty, you can attain perfection by performing your work. So whatever your occupation is, it doesn't matter. If you worship the Lord by your occupation, you're successful. So Maharaj Dasharatha, so how do they greet each other? We can see from Srimad Bhagavatam. The Brahmanas, Maharaj Dasharatha, he was the father of Lord Ram, and he received Vishwamitra. So we're talking about the birth of Vishwamitra here. Ahishtam yata punar janma jayaya. How are you doing in your endeavor to conquer the repetition of birth and death? So that was how he greeted the Brahmins, because the interest of the Brahmanas is moksha. They are going for moksha. And Prabhupada said in one lecture, in room conversation, the Brahmana does not go to construct big house. He simply constructs his character. And the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, they say, please come, sit down, come here. So one who cannot become a Brahmin, let him be a Kshatriya. If he can't be a Kshatriya, let him be a Vaishya. Otherwise, let him remain Shudra, but there has to be an ideal class of Brahmins. So Prabhupada said, we're trying to create an ideal society of Brahmins. And they will give idea, live like this, and you will be happy. So how to greet a Kshatriya in Canto 6, 14th chapter, verse 17. The great sage Angira was greeting Chitraketu, King Emperor Chitraketu. I hope your body and mind is well, and your royal associates and your paraphernalia are okay. A king is always protected by seven elements: his instructor, guru, his ministers, his kingdom, his fort, his treasury, his royal order, and his friends. So how is your treasury? How's your defense? How are all these things in your kingdom? That's how you greet a Kshatriya. Now, how do you greet a Vaishya? The Vaishyas are supposed to take care of cows. So Vasudeva, when he met Nanda Maharaj in 10th canto, he said, please tell me about the welfare of Vrindavan. Are your animals happy? Are they getting sufficient food? You don't have enough grains to feed them and water? And let me know where the place where you're now living is undisturbed and peaceful. So Vasudeva was a Kshatriya, Nanda was a Vaishya. So he had duty of the Kshatriyas to give protection to the citizens, and duty of the Vaishyas is to give protection to the cows. So the cows are as important as the citizens, just like the human beings should be given all protection. So the cows also, and the trees also. Every living entity is meant to be given protection. So how do you greet a Shudra? How are you? How's your family? Yes. Or how are you?
How's the weather?
How's the weather? Good morning. Prabhupada said good morning was originally from United Kingdom, from Britain. You know, because he said usually it wasn't a good morning, but when the sun was shining, then it was a good morning. Mm. It was from when the sun was shining, which was rare. So there was mutual respect amongst the Varnas. So Srila Kirti tells a story. He said, when I first was with Prabhupada, he sometimes rang his bell, and when I entered the room, he would ask, where is Panditji? Pradumna. So after several months, his Sanskrit editor was not always readily available. So Prabhupada would then call me to his room and say, "Where is Banditji?" Bandit instead of pundit. So yes. So how do we greet devotees? So according to this, how's your japa? How's your puja? How's your reading going? How is your preaching? How's the book distribution? Jai Radha Madhava. How are you getting on with your struggle in anarchanavritti? How are you coming to Nishta? So we had one, Jai Pataka Maharaj was asking one disciple, how is your preaching? Always, whenever he would, and this is one devotee in London, I think her name, Gorangi, something, Madhurya Gorangi or something.
Yeah, she was here for a while.
Was she? Yeah, she was in Inishra.
Yeah.
And whenever she sees her guru, he says, "So how's your preaching? How's your preaching going on?" So then she realized Inishrath wasn't the place for her. She should go back to London. So, yes. And Radhana Swami, he was asked, how are you? And he would answer, "Better than I deserve." So it's another way to answer, "Better than I deserve." So if you get a shuja on the top of the government, then kama, sense gratification, is the goal. Just like in the 50s, the presidential slogan was, "If I'm elected president, I will give you two cars in every garage and a chicken in every pot." Because I'm eating chicken. That was his slogan. And so if you get a vaisha on top, then money is the goal. If you get a kshatriya on top, then justice. Yes, I must reform, I must punish all the miscreants. If you get a brahmana, then spirituality will be the goal. But all are needed. We need the arms for protection, we need the eyes for guidance, we need the legs for transport, and the stomach for giving energy. So all the varnas and ashrams, they were interdependent. And so Prithu, he was depending on the citizens for going back to Godhead. Prabhupada, he wrote that he's dependent on his disciples for going back to Godhead. He said, this was in the part on Dhruva Maharaj, "This Krishna conscious movement is spreading now all over the world. And sometimes I think, even though I'm crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka." So this Prabhupada wanted Daiva Varnashram, but it has to be based on love. Whatever talents we have, then we can use them, we can dovetail, and that is what the Varnashram means, that you have some talent, not that you change your propensities, but you engage your propensities in the service of Krishna and give the results to Krishna. So that's the difference between Daiva Varnashram and Asuric Varnashram, the connection with Krishna. There is in one purport, again, I think this is 7.14.10, the Grihastas, Vanaprastas, Brahmacharis, and Sannyasis, so now we're in the ashramas, should endeavor together with their total energy to become Krishna conscious. This type of civilization is called Daiva Varnashram. One of the objectives of Krishna conscious movement is to establish Daiva Varnashram, but not to encourage so-called Varnashram without scientifically organized endeavor. So, yes, the goals are different. The purpose of Daiva is to elevate everyone to the topmost position. And the Asuric Varnashram says, no, it's fixed. You cannot change your position unless you change your birth. So when we first came to India, the caste brahmanas said, some of them said, "You're doing puja so nicely. Next life, you can take birth as a Brahmin." So they told Prabhupada what they said, and Prabhupada said, "You tell them, you're doing your puja so nicely. Next birth, you can take birth in ISKCON." So Prabhupada said, "We should tell," but we didn't tell them. The problem is that the Brahmin has kept the other classes down. So when I was in India, I lived in Goa for 5 years. And I had a moped. I was driving a moped. And sometimes I had to get my moped serviced. And the person who serviced my moped had a Brahmin thread. He was a Brahmin by birth. But he was covered head to foot in grease from the mopeds he was doing whole day. So, you know, this was not the duty of the Brahmin. But people would say to him, Panditji, you know, so that's India. They don't have the karma. They don't have the work of a Brahmin. They don't have the qualities of a Brahmin. But they're accept this is a Surik Varnashram. So Prabhupada, he did not accept that. He said, no, it's according to, in Gita says, guna karma vibhagashaha. And that chaturvanya mayashistam guna karma vibhagasha. It's according to guna and karma. Does not say janma, not say birth. So the result of immaterialistic varnashram is injustice, exploitation, and suffering. Prabhupada said, any king, no, there's a verse, 4:25-24. Any king who does not teach his citizens about their duties in terms of Varna Ashram, but who simply takes tolls and taxes, is liable to suffer for the impious activities which have been performed by the citizens. In addition to this, the king loses his own fortune. So the duty of the Kshatriya is to uphold dharma, or justice. And what is dharma? Dharma is the laws of God. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is the four pillars of religion: cleanliness, mercy, austerity, and truthfulness. So in the third canto, 12th chapter, verse 41, Lord Brahma, he created the four ashramas to uphold the four pillars of religion. And this, the verse says, education, charity, instead of cleanliness, it says education. Education, charity, penance, and truth correspond to brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Brahmachari life is meant for education. And in the first canto, it corresponds to cleanliness of heart, especially. Grihastha, for sense gratification with a charitable disposition, so daya, mercy, or dana. Daya is in the first canto, daya, or mercy. That means that grihasthas have to give in charity. Support the other ashrams, or dana, given charity. Now, the vanaprastha is austerity, and the sannyas is truthfulness. He upholds the pillar of truth. So Prabhupada wanted that. So how to know where you belong, where we belong? Of course, we're, the Vaishnava is transcendental, but we do have our propensities. If study Bhagavad Gita, it says, Striya Vaishastata Shujas Tepi Yanti Param Gatim. Even if you are born a woman, a Vaishya, or a Shudra, you can be elevated to the highest position and go back to Godhead. Even in previous times, it was not rigid. The Varnashram was not rigid. In Jabala Upanishad, there was one boy, Satyakam, Jabala. He was the son of a prostitute. He went to Gautam Muni, one of the sages. He said, please make me your disciple. In those days, they would only accept Brahmins. So he said, okay, who is your mother? Who's your father? And the boy said, I don't know. So the sage said, ask your mother. So the mother said, my dear son, I also don't know who is your father. So he came and he said to Gautam Muni, sir, my mother also doesn't know who is my father. I mean, she's a prostitute. So Gautam Muni said, oh, you are a Brahmin because you're speaking the truth. Unless you're the son of a Brahmin, you cannot speak such secret truth. Nobody will say, I don't know who is my father. So Gautam Muni accepted him as a Brahmin. You are telling the truth. Satyam, Shama, Dhamma. So these are the qualities of the Brahmin. He's truthful. There was one of my godbrothers who went to Prabhupada. He was a thief. And he saw a picture of Prabhupada, and he saw the expensive watch, and he said, oh, I must meet this person and steal his watch. So he came to the temple, and he joined. He said, I must meet your guru. Very important. I must meet him. So this was in Bombay. So he said, yes, well, he's not here right now. He's in Hyderabad. And so he went. He went to meet Prabhupada. And but after talking to Prabhupada, he lost his desire to steal, and he actually became melted and wanted to be a devotee. And Prabhupada said, took off his what? Here, you want this? He said, no, I don't want it. So then later on, Prabhupada said, I want to send you to the West, which is the dream of all Indians. Not all Indians, but a lot of them want to go to the West. I don't know if I should mention it, but I just saw a funny thing on Facebook about which is happening in our ISKCON. Just like we have the Veda Vadaratas in Bhagavad Gita, that they think they are attracted by the flowery words of the Vedas. We have the Visa Vadaratas. We're attracted by the visa in the first world countries. So they marry a Western girl for the visa. And so it was a funny, and it was telling to beware of the Visa Vadaratas. You find, no, that he's a good boy. I'm not mentioning who we have here now. He already has his wife and child, so we're not talking about him. But this is a fact, and I've seen many examples where they get married and then they come to the West and they get their green card and they leave the wife, and if they have children, leave the wife and children and go for somebody else. And so. Yeah, there are many cases of this. We have to be careful. But this devotee, Prabhupada wanted to send him to the West, and here he was before he was a street boy. But the problem was he couldn't get a passport, because on your passport you have to put your father's name. So Prabhupada said, why aren't you going? I want you to go and preach in the West. And he said, because I do not know who is my father, so I could not put on my passport. So Prabhupada said, show me that passport. Prabhupada wrote, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. I'm your father. Yeah. So Prabhupada is our father. And so who can say that we have not come to the position of the Brahmanas or even higher as Vaishnavas? And so one professor in Paris Prabhupada told him, we are creating Brahmanas in the Western countries. So professor said, don't you think that is against the Dharma Shastras? And so Prabhupada quoted Bhagavad Gita, no, if you guna karma, if the symptoms of a Brahman are found in a Shudra, he should be accepted as a Brahman. Bharata bhumite hoila manushya janma jar janma sarta kurikoro purupakar. Everyone is sleeping. So the Brahmana is we are raising them up to the Brahminical. You are not cats and dogs. Human life, you are Brahman. You are meant to have spiritual life. So even Lord Chaitanya had a problem when he came. The Brahmanas were saying, if the low-class people chant the holy name, the potency of the holy name will be lost. So this was their criticism. So they thought that if somebody lower chants the holy name, then it will pollute the holy name, not that we'll be purified by chanting the holy name. So in Antya Lila, chapter 5, it is said, to vanquish the false pride of so-called renunciates, the learned scholars, Lord Chaitanya spreads real religious principles even through a Shudra, or low-born fourth-class man, that was Ramananda Roy. He preached about devotional service through Ramananda Roy, who was a grihastha born in a low family. And Lord Chaitanya was the listener. The speaker was Ramananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya was the hearer. Pradyumna Mishra was a Brahmin, high-class Brahmin. He went to hear from Ramananda Roy. And so Lord Chaitanya gave the example. Haridas Thakur, he was the Namacharya, though born in a Muslim family. So Prabhupada said, now the purpose of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya is to inundate the three worlds with nectar. Now the same mercy is overflooding the entire world through our Krishna conscious movement, which is not different from the pastimes performed by Lord Chaitanya when he was personally present. And so how do we follow Lord Chaitanya? We chant the holy name. chant Hare Krishna. There is a verse, again, fifth canto, first chapter, verse 35, that a devotee who has taken shelter of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord can transcend the influence of the six material whips, hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death, and he can conquer the mind and five senses. But this is not very wonderful for a pure devotee, because even a person beyond the four castes, an untouchable, a mlecha, is immediately relieved of bondage to material existence if he utters the holy name even once. So Prabhupada said, when we chant the holy name, then we are changing our body. The caste Goswami said, you have to change your body before you can do puja. But Prabhupada said, when we chant, we are changing our body. When we are initiated, we're changing our body. You cannot see how it's happening. Our subtle body is changing into a Vaishnava body. And so everything is important. The hand is important, the leg, the pujari, the book distributor, the cooks, everybody's important. Everyone has something to give, as long as for Krishna's pleasure. So the challenge of our life is, what service can we do to please Krishna? So in the early days in New York City in 1966, Prabhupada gave a lecture to the hippies who were there, who weren't even following the four principles yet, some of them. He said, all of you must be guru. Lord Chaitanya says nobody is responsible for his birth. His responsibility is to advance in Krishna consciousness. If we want to enter the kingdom of God or be Krishna conscious, there's no impediment. It doesn't depend on any material condition. It's open for everyone. A chance is given. You become a brahmana. You can become a great devotee of Krishna, and you can become spiritual master of the whole world. The Prabhupada empowered us to preach that we can all do that. Who was he talking to in 1966? Just a handful of rough hippies, and he said, you become spiritual master of the world. So, yeah, that order still holds for all of us who have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada. He has empowered us to preach, and he's given us the highest responsibility to give charity to the whole world of this holy name, this Krishna conscious movement. So we'll stop here if there's any questions or comments on this verse. Yes?
Hare Krishna awareness presentation. It's a very vast topic, and it's a topic that, you know, we can discuss for forever.
Yeah, days and weeks.
A couple of things. Obviously, you probably answered it already, but what's the difference between somebody performing brahminical activities and actually having brahminical qualities? And the other thing also, like, if we were to try to set up a Varnashram system in ISKCON, who decides who is what and who is who?
Yeah.
Because we get... the easiest position to fill usually is a consultant. Everybody wants to be a consultant,
right.
But it's very difficult to get a pot washer or a, you know, somebody collecting money, etc. So,
Prabhupada, he gave equal importance to. He said in our movement the Varnashram is a material organization, but what we are doing in the temples is spiritual. So the pot washer, he said, is equal to the pujari. The pot washer, and in fact, he went even further, and he said the ant on the lotus feet of Krishna is equal to the pujari. So equal importance is given to all the positions in the temple, in the Vaishnava society. That's different. So the Brahmins, and Prahlad Maharaj says, the Brahmin, there may be a Brahmin who has all the 12 qualities, but if he is not a devotee, he cannot liberate his own family. He cannot elevate his own family. That is the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, 7th canto, chapter 9, verse 10. He may have all the 12 qualities of a Brahmin, but if he is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot elevate his family. But somebody who is born in a family, a low family, if he is a devotee of Vaishnava, he can liberate the world. He can liberate not only himself, he can liberate others. And so the main important thing is that what is the motivation and of the person, And also, it's not the birth, of course. Why is the person doing service to Krishna? So the Brahmin, you can see what are the 12 qualifications as told by Prahlad Maharaj there. But if he's not a devotee, then it's shama eva kevalam, it's useless, waste of time. And he'll have to be born many, many births again. So the difference, the most important thing is the consciousness. If the person is Krishna conscious or not, then even if he's not doing the duties of a Brahmin, he may be doing the duties of a pot washer, but he's above the Brahmin who has the 12 Brahminical qualities if he's not a devotee, if he's just Karmakanda, Gyanakanda doing. In India, we'll find that. They're just doing sacrifice. They're doing fire sacrifices, puja for others, taking the money and going. So this, we find in India, these types of Brahmins who just, they're not interested in uplifting the people, actually. It's just a form of maintenance for themselves. So that's how you, even if they have all the 12 qualities, Prahlad says, if they're not a devotee, then they're not, they don't count.
If somebody's a devotee,
yeah,
and performing brahminical activities, they may not also have
all the qualities.
Of Brahman.
They're expected. They may, but that's a matter of time. It's an unripe mango. But if they have negative qualities, that's not good. It takes time. It takes time to ripen. But we understand at least they're on the right path. That they're on the path of progress. They may be in anartha nivritti. They may be in the cleansing stage when sometimes the anarthas are coming out. But that's a temporary stage on the path of Krishna consciousness. If they are sincerely endeavoring to serve Krishna, then that's the most important thing. If that is their purpose, to please Krishna, even though, yes, they may have not all the qualities, but they will mature. Now they may be immature. There's a verse that says, even if one is immature and he falls down, there is no loss. If he has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, but he's apakva, he is not mature, he may leave. He may even leave Krishna conscious. Still, he's better than a perfect Brahmin in the Varnashram society, who has no devotion, no devotional service to Krishna. We see in India they worship the demigods mostly, the Brahmanas. They'll put Krishna in as one of the demigods. They'll say, yeah, oh, he's just like one of them. They won't distinguish so much that Krishna is supreme. They worship the demigods. They do karmakanda sacrifices, like marriages and different things like that. Housewarming. And yeah, they give initiation to those Brahmins, but only to Brahmins. They only initiate Brahmins generally.
Yeah.
They keep it in their caste. But previously, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas were all initiated too. Sometimes you may find that in India, but they won't initiate Shudras. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas also could get initiation and go to the Vaishyas didn't go to Gurukul, but the Kshatriyas went to Gurukul. Brahmanas and Kshatriyas went to Gurukul. Any other questions?
Just a comment you were saying about leadership. About the food stamps in America.
Yeah.
People not having enough to eat and being homeless. And there was a thing that I saw a few weeks ago on Facebook in Venezuela. There's a shortage of food. I mean, I don't know how true it is, but it seems that, anyway, there were 500 people ransacked one supermarket. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I didn't see it.
Well, they said that they're not producing. It was costing more to produce the food than it was. They were not getting the return on it.
Mm.
So they,
farmers or whoever the manufacturers, they just like stop producing food. So it was just costing too much, and there was a shortage of food. And the people were like ransacked, you know, they were just stealing everything. They ransacked one big supermarket. But it's just it's crazy because, you know, this, like Prabhupada said, so much land in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those countries can easily grow.
They should grow their organic food, and you get a good price.
Yeah, yeah. Even though some other person in America, and they this system where they grew on the roadside,
mm-hmm.
and they just grew like loads and loads of fruit trees, all different things, and it was free. That anybody could come and mm-hmm. have some. They were trying to create this like natural environment where things were just growing everywhere.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really because, you know, society is not encouraging so much. I mean, a few people, pockets of people are doing it better.
Yeah, especially in America. They don't encourage self-sufficiency.
Yeah. I heard somewhere though it's illegal to even buy your own land. Some country, I'm not sure where.
I don't know. It's illegal to have rainwater in America, to store rainwater.
Really?
Yeah, you get put in jail.
What?
They want you to depend on their horrible drinking water, which is fluoride.
Down anyway.
I know. And some countries tax it according to the size of your roof.
Yeah, because you collect it off the roof.
They tax the rainwater.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Yeah, America, they don't allow you to have your own gardens. I mean, hardly.
Mm.
And they just want you to eat the GMO food and die.
Because there's so much land. Like Prabhupada, one that he said he was traveling, and he said, "I've seen all over, you know, Africa, everywhere. There's
so much
vacant
land,
and you know, they could people if they learn these skills, the old traditional skills of building and farming,
right.
They become, you know, then there would be no unemployment and
kids
are just wasted now. In front of television or becoming criminals.
Right.
It's really, I mean, it, what to do? But I think about it a lot, but then I come to the conclusion that, you know, if you just chant Hare Krishna. You know,
what can you do?
We're sort of limited. What can we do? We chant Hare Krishna, and then the energy will change. People maybe.
The oil will run out.
Let's say, yeah.
And then we'll have bullock carts.
Yeah,
it won't happen until people are forced back.
They're training up two bull calves in Inishrat.
I used to think when we lived in Inishrat, I used to think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to go to town on a bullock cart? You spend all day, you can just chat, have a kirtan, go to Nisanski. Well, you wouldn't need to go much.
No, you'd have to get the bird across.
Don't go to Nisanski.
Oh, you can row, you have to row the boat.
It gets complicated.
Oh, that's true.
But
with the bullocks, you would.
Plenty of wind.
You'd have to get the barge across. Yeah, that's true. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. See you tomorrow morning. No class tonight.